Miami-Dade County saw a small uptick in unemployment in August, but Broward and Palm Beach counties saw their numbers hold steady. Wilson Sayre reports the interesting story here isn't unemployment, but where people are finding jobs.
The best news this month comes from the construction industry, which had the largest increase in jobs. Ken Simonson is with the Associated General Contractors of America. He says some of the increase has to do with a backlog of construction jobs that were stalled during the 2008 recession.
I don't think that it will stay that strong, but it does look as if the state is bringing workers back in from other industries, other states, or it's training new workers and enticing people to choose construction as a career again.
Simonson says those construction job numbers will depend on how long the private and public sector will finance large projects. Over 43,000 construction jobs were added over the past year, more than any state in the country. I'm Wilson Sayre in Miami.
Miami's civilian investigative panel was once heralded as a nationwide model for police oversight. A joint Miami Herald and WLRN review of CIP cases found the agency overrun with disorganization, internal power struggles, and dozens of delayed cases. WLRN's Nadej Green has the story of the troubled agency that was supposed to police the police.
The CIP was created in 2001 following a series of fatal police shootings of black men. Also leading to its creation, the indictment of 13 Miami police officers who were accused of covering up questionable shootings by planting guns on suspects. Today, budget cuts and infighting have crippled the agency. The CIP has just one investigator. Inter-office relationships are so strained that the CIP's volunteer board wants to pay the agency's attorney $175,000 in a buyout plan. Tensions have spilled out into public hearings where allegations of racism and public lynchings have been voiced. The city of Miami recently launched a review of the CIP. The final report is due any day. I'm Nadej Green in Miami.
Last year, Florida passed a law extending foster care from age 18 to 21 for youth aging out of the system who wanted to stay. That's partly because in foster care, it usually takes longer to get through school, and foster kids are 40 to 60% more likely to become homeless. Alan Abramowitz, executive director of the State Guardian Ad Litem program, says it's been successful at that.
Children, when they turn 18, are not ready to be on their own. Even our own children, we still give them the support. So by allowing foster youth to extend foster care, it's been great for these youth. However, it appears there may be an unintended consequence.
Children's advocates say it's unclear which state agency, though, is responsible for children in foster care who have severe disabilities. And, of course, some of them are winding up homeless. Remember, you can listen to WLRN on iTunes Radio. Search WLRN and add us to your iTunes station list. From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Luis Hernandez.